Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, May the 2nd, 2023. Certainly doesn't feel like May the 2nd, but here we are nonetheless, 12 minutes past the hour, and it's going to be a pretty rotten day today, primary day here in Marion. Remember, we'll be live tonight covering all the primary action from 7:15 until it's all over. I imagine it's not going to be a late night with just the River Valley Renewal Levy, the Third Ward Council race, and the Council primary, Republican primary, and the mayoral primary between Sue McGowan and Bill Collins. Now, there's two. We just finished up our list, by the way, before we went to break, so we'll have a new list in a second. The category was Name Something You Wouldn't Want to Have a View of from Your House. We got them all now. It's landfill, a neighbor's house, cemetery, prison, junkyard, and railroad tracks. So that wraps that list up, and we'll go on to the next list here momentarily. Something I wanted to tell you, though. You know, I'm all about these Google Dots that you can just talk to. Hey, Google, do this. And, oh, we're getting the call here. Let's take the call, and then we'll come back here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I moved my laptop. Did you go off the air?
I don't think so.
Well, unless they're charged something there. Well, anyhow, I can talk to you. You know a place to go, if Carol and I could go, but we aren't able to go places like that anymore. You and your friend, you could go down. I think it would be interesting in a short trip, you know, to see that Noah's Ark down there in Kentucky, I believe, right there, just over the border somewhere.
You know, I bet that would be interesting. Yeah, I think it's just over the border, and a lot of people have been down there and really enjoyed the trip.
Oh, have you heard about that? That's what I love to hear. I tell people about stuff like that, and I get a feedback from them sometimes that they're there. That's really something, huh?
Oh, I can't imagine what that's like, the historical significance of it. And, yeah, I think that would be just something.
And I believe I had a brochure on that. I got another brochure about up around Lake Erie there where you're going to go. I got those laid up there somewhere, but I'll check around and I'll get those to you. One on the Noah's Ark and one, oh, man, they got a lot of stuff up around Putin Day and area there where you want to go. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't know since I...
Well, I'll tell you, it was in. I know I went once in 2020, and I think I went twice in 2021 up to Put-in Bay, and you know there is just so much on that the island do, and you know even just stuff like going on trails and riding around on the golf cart and seeing all the shops. It is just one of the neatest places to go, and when you think about it, on the whole, it's not very expensive once you take the ferry over, you get your golf cart, and if you just want to sightsee, that's what you can do.
Have you rode on the jet express? Yeah.
You know, yes, I think one of the trips I did take the jet express, but I think the other two
When they had that, I had a friend of ours, his wife was the captain of that, and we was real good friends with them, and I always wanted to go, but she passed away, and I really wanted to go up there because I knew I could sit right up in the captain's chair. Either if I got aboard, she'd let me do that. I know that. But, that Jet Express. Expensive. You're not going to get away from all that money part, so you might as well maybe sacrifice a few weekends and just hang around, you know, and then when you get enough you want to spend for an excursion, well, take off and do it because... spur of the moment things is the best things that Carol and I found our whole life of marriage. That spur-of-the-moment things was the ideal one.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because recently I went back and redid Upper Sandusky and Lima trips. Now, I had done both of those back in 2020, but that's 3 years ago now. And the interesting thing when I did them then was Upper Sandusky, I went at night, and I don't remember why we went at night, but it was kind of hard to see things in the cemeteries, the covered bridge, stuff like that. So it was nice to go back during the day. And then the Lima trip, we went during the pandemic, so we could not eat in Cupies because the inside was closed. The stuff at the museum was not on display because of the pandemic. So this time, I could go inside. The stuff was on display at the museum. So, you know, I had good company both times I went, had a good time with both people I went with. And that was also kind of interesting. Even though I'd done those things before, the people I was with both different times had not. So it's kind of fun watching them experience it.
Yeah, and there was a lot of... Isn't that surprising how a little town like that has all those things, and everybody just has the wonderful saying about everything, that museum up there, a library or something there. We went to that, and all the little things around there that it's just delightful, and don't cost very much either.
No, and you know, even in Marion, I mean, you can take a trip in Marion just around to things that you would never go to on a normal day, and find tons of stuff around here.
Right.
Yeah.
You just got to keep looking and stuff there. Well, I'll get that brochure or something to you. Say, one other thing, old Gabby, get off of here. Hey, I like Adam's weather report, don't you? Now, he's give a lot of nice reports there, and they're pretty not as accurate as you're going to get them anywhere on TV or anything. He's doing a good job. His so-called device that he gets that information on, why it's holding pretty true. But he said all the next week after this one going into Mother's Day is going to be in the 70s. Isn't that trippy?
You know what? If that happens, we are all going to be very happy. Hey, are you going to be able to listen to the primary coverage tonight at 7:15? That should be interesting.
That was my last thing I was going to do. I didn't know if you was going to... I know it isn't a lot of people and stuff involved. They're just as involved as the national elections or anything in my book. But I hope that you'll be... I didn't know if you're going to be remote at any of the places or not. You're just going to be... Are you going to be at home or at your station?
No, I will be at the studio tonight, and I know Sean will be there with me, and I know we're going to have some of the candidates who are up for election tonight calling in. So it'll be a big night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got kind of maybe things set up that the candidates and have them speak win or lose. Well, you don't want to say lose, but that's a term. Whatever. And that's going to be an interesting show. Sure, I'm looking forward to hearing that. I hope everything goes well.
Yeah, hey, tonight at 7:15. Look forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Don't miss that election coverage tonight at 7:15. I don't think it's going to be very long. I can't imagine it being longer than 2 hours. Polls close at 7:30, but it's going to be fun to see who's going to be running on the Republican side for mayor, who's going to be running in the 3rd Ward, and what's going to happen with this River Valley renewal levy. Tonight, live here, 7:15 is when we'll start. I think I've drunken. Now, what kind of language is that? I've drunk. Well, what word am I looking for? I've had too much diet soda this morning. They gave me two, and I'm all looped up now. Maybe this is why people drink coffee who are on radio. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The other thing I wanted to say, I tell you, I love these Google Dots. I'm not going to say it because one will go off, as it always does. But, you know, you give them a command and they bring the radio station right up, among other things. Now, the first one I got, I put in the living room. And I had a good time with it, love it in the living room. Then I got a second one last year, and I put it in the bedroom so I could listen at night if I wanted to. And then two weeks ago, I got one and I put it in the bathroom. Because, honest to goodness, sometimes you're in the bathroom and you've got nothing to do, so I listen to WGH. So now I've got one in the bathroom, I've got one in the bedroom, and I've got one in the living room. So you can't go really anywhere in my house without listening to these things. And these Google Dots are very inexpensive, maybe $35. And they just connect to the internet you already have and really are neat machines, easy to set up. So there you go. By the way, is anybody else having any connectivity problems? We hope Ted and Carol are back with us here. He moved the computer, I guess, and something happened. But I checked the stream, and our stream is still up and running. Who knows? There could be gremlins in the line this morning with the weather. Can you hear us okay? 740-751-4038. Somebody let me know before we start rolling here again. I did get a message from Mary in hour number one, and she had said something about possibly something not working, but we were still getting the calls, so I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm a happy camper now, Carol, and we're listening now. I don't know what it is. It showed up, it just went off, and then I pushed a couple little buttons there, and boy, you talk about a novice of novices.
Yeah, you're back on.
I would, if I got the report card, I'd have red F's all the way through here on this stuff. But I'm learning, I'm getting it, but I sure enjoy it. I tell you, Scott, on days like this, but I don't know when it gets nice days, but I'm going to try to fit you in as much as I can, so it's pretty good.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, Ted.
Yep.
All right. Seven. And you know what? I appreciate the listeners. You know, this comes back to a whole nother thing with me. To get up every morning, no matter how, you know, some mornings like this morning, I didn't want to get out of bed. It was a rainy morning. But you know what? Once I get up and I get in front of this microphone, I love it. It is so fun. And I like doing the interviews, but I love talking to the audience. Sarah and Ted and Carol and John and Carolyn and Judy and Trish and, Ryan, who we heard from yesterday. I always enjoy when I hear from Ryan. And Scott out in Big Island, who we hear from periodically. And Sarah's friend, and I'm forgetting her name, but I know she wanted to hit me with a melon baller at one point. And Lee, we haven't heard from Lee for a while, but I hope he's doing well. Judy Smith was calling in for a while there. Now, I don't know if Judy Smith was over at Lee's or if she found a way to listen, but it's always good to hear from Judy Smith. And then some people who I know listen but don't call very often, like our friend Pat and Carrie and just a lot of good. Gene, I think, is out there quite a bit. I always enjoy hearing from Gene out there on issues. So it's really nice that we've kept this radio family intact. And you know what? We always will. And Chip, when he calls in. And if I forgot anybody, I'm sorry. I know I'm leaving somebody off. It'll be the next call here, and they'll say, why didn't you mention me? 740-751-4038. But the point of what I was saying was, where I'm going with all this, if you have any grudges with anybody, if you have any, I don't know, unresolved issues, call the person up and say, or text them, or do whatever you need to do here. Maybe this is one of our unresolved. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I miss the Shirks calling in.
Oh, you know, Phyllis still sends me cards on St. Patrick's Day, Easter, and I see her in the store, and you know, she's just the best lady.
Yeah, yeah. And Ernie, he's got a good...
Oh, Ernie, I forgot Ernie. He's out there with us.
Oh, man, I remember all of them. I love all of them. They're all great people. I like to hear all of them.
Yeah, you know, Ernie is one of the smartest gentlemen when it comes to Marion history and just general knowledge. When he comes in, when he calls in, I like that he just does not give the answer. He tells you why it's the answer, and that helps us all learn. I love hearing from Ernie.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, how could I forget Ernie, one of our longtime listeners? And he is a smart, smart gentleman and always interesting to hear from. So, Ernie, absolutely. And I still see Phyllis and Larry around town, so that's always a good thing. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And whoever is riding the city bus also gets to listen to us, thanks to Sarah, which I also appreciate quite a bit. Oh, and Abby. Abby, of course, listens. I don't know how often she gets chance to listen, but Abby, who's out there morning to morning. Go ahead, caller.
When you were talking with Ted earlier, you said something about a spill. Well, I was out of town yesterday, and so I missed the news or what spill are you talking about?
Well, there was a spill this morning here in Marion. Let me pull the story back up here real quick. It was about 3:30, I think, is what the time is on the thing. 3:30 this morning. It was nothing big that I could tell. Let me see. Here it is. I think this is it. Yeah, it happened this morning, 3:21 a.m. The Marion Fire Department was dispatched to Scranton and Roma Streets for hazardous materials leak on the bottom of a tanker car. Now, apparently it was very small. It was phosphoric acid. They evacuated the two houses that were in that area where it was. So those two houses have already been evacuated. Those streets are blocked off at this particular point, and they're bringing in a group from outside of town to make sure that everything's okay, but they think it is. And it looks like they got on top of it in time.
What streets did you say?
It was Scranton and Roma. Scranton and Roma. 3:21 this morning is when it happened. But I think they're just taking extra precaution because of what happened recently here in Ohio. But it doesn't look like any, I mean, there's pictures of it online as well. It doesn't look like any big issue.
I was
safe
and sorry.
That's right. Thank goodness. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yeah, but anyway, call somebody, you know, patch up your fences. It's not worth staying angry at somebody forever. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi,
Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, I know. Hey, it's been a while. How are you doing?
I haven't been doing too well there, Scott. I've been around the hospital and all kind of crap going on.
Oh no! Are things going okay right now?
Yeah, I'm doing better now though.
Good. Good.
Been a while since I talked to you there.
Yes, I'm glad to hear back from you. I know last time we talked, you'd found us on the internet, but then I didn't hear from you a while, and I was worried about what happened to you.
Yeah, I pulled it up yesterday, and I got in too late for your show, so I thought I'd try it again today.
Well, hey, I hope you stick with us every morning, and if nothing else, listen and call in and let us know how you're doing.
I'm going to do my best to do that, Scott.
Good.
You have a great day, sir.
Hey, good to hear from you. Stay well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's somebody who we haven't heard from in quite a while. One of our favorite Family Feud players there. And I'm so glad he's found us on the internet and is able to stick with us. We just got to get the Shirks on the internet. That's our last goal here, is to get the Shirks so they can listen. I think they're the only ones at this point who we have not been able to bring over, Phyllis and Larry. So if you know Phyllis and Larry, call them up and say, listen, just try this for a month, because I know they miss listening. And if you don't like it, you don't have to keep it, but maybe we can get them converted over, because I miss hearing from Phyllis and Larry. I think everybody else is back with us at this point, and I'm glad our friend there is back with us. He was one of the great Family Feud players, and hopefully he can play along with us as we go along here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, Mary?
It's going fine.
I didn't mention you.
Install the app and then reinstall it to get TuneIn back. I don't know what was happening, but that's what I did to fix it.
Yeah, it was because we were getting calls while you were saying that, so I thought, well, people must be hearing us.
Well, I'm glad that you weren't having trouble. It was evidently on my end.
Well, you know, and I obviously should mention you and Jeff, who are out there every morning as well. Isn't it amazing, like our last call there? I mean, pretty much everybody, since we went digital back in August, and there was a concern at that point, has pretty much made the switch over. I think that's amazing.
Well, yeah. It's a good show.
Well, I appreciate that, and I enjoy...
people want to follow you.
Well, and I enjoy getting up and talking to people, and I'm glad the audience is growing continuously, and I really do appreciate that there are people who never had internet in their life and went out and got it so they could listen to that show.
You're worth it.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate that more than anything. Hey, I'm glad everything's back up and running.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
I got rid of you and then got you back.
Well, you know, that's happened to me a lot in life. People got rid of me and they said, hey, come on back. You're not so bad.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary. Bye-bye. Oh, see, Mary and Jeff. I forgot Mary and Jeff there for a second. Long-time devotee listeners out there. So, yes, I am so glad that people are with us and appreciate that we are trying to do local content every morning, obituaries, news, weather, as Ted said, Adam does a great job with that. And we come on and try to give you a show every morning. And I hope you do listen tonight, 7:15. We're going to be on with election coverage, and we're going to have candidates on. Sean and I will be live from the studio. We're not going to break away. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. Okay, 33 minutes past the hour. But, again, some point, call up somebody who maybe you've had an argument with, some kind of discord, and just say, hey, it ain't so bad. Go ahead, caller.
I met my old railroad buddy, and he always goes by the name you use, the name the kind of wine. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, you know, he's still out. You know, I know he listens on the internet, but I have not heard from... his name? I'm trying to... the Pina Grigio guy.
Yeah, that's what you called him.
Yes, yes.
Bob.
Bob, yeah.
I don't put out the last name. That last caller there, was his name Carl?
The last gentleman who called in? Now it slipped my mind. It's not Carl, but you played the Family Feud with us for a long time. Oh, man, why is his name...
couldn't get the voice. He was a little, not sure. My no-sure bothered me. I wanted to hear who he was, too.
Well, maybe he'll call back in. His name's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, what kind of wine did you say that was?
It's Pinot Grigio.
Well, he called... My name was Ted Jollop, so I'll just call him Bob. He's a fun guy. Yeah, hear from him. He called you clear from Florida that time.
He did. He absolutely did. Oh, and I also should mention our friend Pat Henry. And hey, Ted, if you get a chance, call Pat. I saw him in the grocery store one day, and I think he wanted to talk to you.
Pat Henry, okay, he's graduated with me.
Yeah. Give him a call. I don't know what it was about, but he wanted me to relay the message.
Well, okay, I'm catching up with those people now and then. So I got one called Pete Paredes, and I haven't seen him for 60 years, but we run track together, and we got gold medals at Springfield, Mansfield, the Maronite Relays when we was ninth graders over at Edison School. We kicked some butt them years, buddy.
Hey, there you go. Not too bad at all.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks. All right, and Pat Henry, who I know has made the switch. We don't hear from Pat as much in the call-in department, but I know he listens, and he just had a medical thing done, and he's feeling much better. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Roger.
Roger, that's it. I knew I had it on the tip of my tongue there, Roger, yes.
You going to have Family Feud today? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to start it back up here in just a second.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Roger.
Well, I'll be listening.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Roger, that was it. Boy, I'll tell you. You know, but this is the honest truth. Anybody who works with me at school will tell you, I cannot remember names. I don't know why. It'll eventually come to me if I think about it enough. But, our old friend Roger out there. Glad he's back with us. Good Family Feud player. Okay, but again, find somebody today, call them up who you maybe are having some kind of problem with, patch it up. No reason to stay angry with somebody. Never lose a friend. Friends are forever. Other things come and go. Okay, those are the words of wisdom for today. Okay, Family Feud, here we go. Oh, and our friend, I'm remembering people as we go along here. Our friend Charlene, who works in a doctor's office, And apparently, I don't know how many people packed that room to play the games with us, but Charlene, we certainly appreciate her and all the people who play in her office. So, you know, we're lucky. We are lucky to have the audience that we do. And anybody I forgot, I'm sorry, but I know you're out there listening, and I hope you always call and say hello from time to time to let us know you're out there. Okay, let's do a family feud. 37 minutes past the hour, 23 minutes left in the broadcast. And tonight, please tune in, 7:15 p.m. Make a note. It'll be live election coverage, and I think you'll really enjoy that. Sean and I in the studio and a whole lot of candidates calling in tonight. All right, let's take the call, and then we'll get back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to talk to you one more time, then I'll let it up to everybody else. But, Buddy, you don't know how powerful of a group of listeners you got. And, Buddy, when we get fired up, we can fire up, and we're on your side.
Hey, so I appreciate it.
That's the way a team's supposed to act, see? So you got a big team behind you. You don't know it. I don't know of any other radio station in Marion that we can do this.
No, and that's what I always liked about this station, and that's why I always thought even going digital, we would survive. I think people like to call and talk local stuff, and there is no other place to do it.
Well, the local stuff, that's what keeps us all alive. We hear that on and off, but you can't. A lot of people like to play the feud, too, but you know what? The local stuff and you being able to pry in a little bit and get them, the local people that knows a lot of stuff and can relate to the audience here in Marion, that's what we're looking for, and that's what United is. We're united and get together, and we can hear from everybody, the people in the businesses and in the laws and everything. That's the great part.
Yep, onward and upward. Thank you. And I say, you will never know how much I appreciate it, and you're always welcome to call in. Even if you don't want to give an opinion on something, just to say hello. I always like to hear from people out there because I do think of you as friends in the listening audience. People come on radio sometimes and they go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I don't feel like I'm talking to ladies and gentlemen. I feel like I'm talking to my friends every morning. And that's what makes it fun. All right. Family Feud. I tell you, I have drinking. Too much diet soda this morning. Okay. Here's the category. Only four answers. We might get this one in 20 minutes. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. How about that? Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. 4 minutes left are four answers on the list. 20 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. Go ahead, caller.
A candy bar.
Candy number one on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Candy is number one on the list. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. Go ahead, caller.
Candy bar.
Candy bar is number one on the list. You got it. Candy bar, number one on the list here today. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. Candy bar is number one. But we still have three other answers to go. What are the other three answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Candy bar is number one. Now, it's interesting because they group candy bar and mints together, M-I-N-T-S. That's number one. 38 people said candy bar and mints. So, what are the other three answers? 740-751-4038. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Used to be you'd get a new
newspaper.
I know, isn't that the truth? No newspaper on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No newspaper on the list here this morning, but not a bad guess. That certainly was a go-to for many years at the they still sell them, but it certainly isn't picked up on the way out like it used to be. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. Candy bar is number one. Three other answers on the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Magazine?
Magazine number three. You got it.
Hey, what are they tearing up the city parking lot for?
You know, you said that the other day. Where are they at?
No, I did not. The other day, what are they tearing up? Founders Park. Now they've got stuck in like city parking lot.
Now the city parking lot. Now which one are you talking about?
Right across the street from Purge Staffing on Church Street.
Oh, well, if anybody knows why they're tearing up the parking lot there, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. You know, this time of year when it starts to get warmer, I know a lot of time to re-blacktop that stuff or redo it. Maybe that's it.
Well, and so you never found out nothing about Founders Park?
No. Does anybody know anything why they're tearing up Founders Park? Because that we'd like to know that. I'm guessing it has to do with that new dome they're putting in. But
that's
if it's something,
I'm thinking too.
Yeah, if it's something else, let it. We'll ask the mayor next time he's on if we don't get an answer. Hey, you going to be listening to election coverage tonight?
No, Tuesday night is Ladies Bible Study.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot. Well, hey, we might be on when you get home. You don't know how late this thing's going to go.
True, and our study's from 5:30 to 7:30, so yeah, maybe I'll pitch like the tail end of it or something.
Well, I'm sure we'll be on at least until 9, because we don't come on until 7:15.
We're having a pizza party tonight. We just finished up the Book of Proverbs, so before we go into another book, we're going to have a pizza party and celebrate.
Hey, you could drop by the station and bring Sean and I some Diet Pops and some pizza.
Good. Yep. It's the opportune
Hey,
bye, Scott.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. Does anybody know why they're tearing up Founders Park or the city parking lot? If anybody knows the answers to that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. Candy bar number one, magazine number three. Still got two answers left, number two and number four. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. Maybe this person knows the answer. Go ahead, caller.
About a pop or something to drink?
There is something to drink on the list, but not a pop.
Okay,
keep thinking. Keep thinking. There, a pop was not on the list, but there is something to drink on this particular list. All right. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at a grocery store. Candy bar number one. Magazine number three. We've still got number two and number four. Now, one thing does have to do with a drink. Go ahead, caller.
One of those little tiny energy drinks people buy.
Not an energy drink, but a good guess. I've seen a lot of people buying those for sure. Not an energy drink. Not on the list here today. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. I like this category. Go ahead, caller.
Iced tea.
Not iced tea. That's a good one, too. Not iced tea. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. One of them is a liquid, a beverage. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, caller.
A pack of gum.
Yes, pack of gum is number two on the list. You got it. Pack of gum ends up being number two on the list here today. So we're down to one answer. One was candy bar. Two is gum, three's a magazine. What is number four? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Coffee?
Not coffee. Good guess. Not coffee, but not a bad guess to be sure. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at the grocery store. Go ahead, caller.
A lighter?
Not a lighter. A lighter does not make this particular list here today. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at a grocery store. Candy bar is number one. Gum is number two. Magazine is number three. What is the number four answer? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What about a Slim Jim?
Not a Slim Jim. No Slim Jim on the list here today. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at a grocery store. All right, I think we got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Bottle of water.
Bottle of water, that is it. You got it. Thanks. Bottle of water, that was our answer. So that wraps out that category. Name a last-minute purchase you might make while waiting in line at a grocery store. Candy bar, gum, magazine, and water. All right, let's go on to the next category here. Maybe we'll get this in 12 minutes. There are six answers, so we're going to have to get an answer every 2 minutes. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Six answers on the board. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Six big answers on the board here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 49 minutes past the hour here. Six answers on the board. Go ahead, caller.
Law enforcement.
Police officers, number one. You got it, Roger. Thanks.
Okay.
Police officer, number one on the list here. To be sure, you do not want a short temper if you are a police officer. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say police officer.
Good guess. Police officer, number one on the list here today. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A doctor?
A doctor. No doctor on the list, but something very close. No doctor on the list, but definitely something very close to a doctor. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Police officers, number one. Still got five others on the board here today. Go ahead, caller.
Customer service representative.
Customer service, number three on the list. You got it. Customer service is number three on the list here today. Customer service representative. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Police officer number one, customer service number three. Still four to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. 9 minutes left in this hour. Still four answers on the board here. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Police officer number one, customer service number three. Go ahead, caller.
How about waitress?
Waitress, number six. Boy, you know, you don't want those bacon and eggs in your lap, that's for sure.
But everybody in the whole world should be a waitress one time in their life.
You know, I could not agree with you more. It would make you so much more sympathetic and patient toward what they go through.
Yes, they would. That's it. Thanks,
hey, good to hear from you. Bye-bye. All right, waitress is on the list at number six. police officer, customer service, waitress. Still three to go. Go ahead, caller.
Bus driver?
No bus driver on the list, oddly enough.
Well, you don't want that road rage.
I know, you don't want that road rage going down. How many are on the bus this morning?
None right now. We run by the half hour, so we still got about 10 minutes before people get on.
Okay, well, keep thinking then.
Okay.
All right, name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. We've got police officer, customer service, and waitress. Still three to go. We've got half of them. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Number 2, 4, and 5 are still on the list. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Police officer, customer service, and waitress are the answers that we have. Does anybody know what the other three answers might be? 7 minutes left to go in the broadcast today. Don't forget to tune in to primary coverage tonight live starting at 7:15 here on WGH Talk. 7:15 p.m. Don't miss it. Go ahead, caller.
How about child care?
Not child care, but close.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, not exactly child care. I think I would put child care probably more toward like preschool, like taking care of a child. But there's something very close to child care. Just like there's something very close to a doctor, still on this list, but not a doctor. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about a guard in a prison?
Not a guard at a prison. Good guess. Not a guard at a prison. Police officer, customer service, waitress. What do we got coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
How about teacher?
Teacher, that's it. Number 2 on the list, a matter of fact, too. Not right behind police officer.
Bless their hearts.
Thank you. Teacher on the list at number 2. So now we've got police officer, teacher, customer service, and waitress. Still 2 on the list here. Number 4 and number 5, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A nurse.
Nurse, number 4 on the list. You got it. All right, nurse. That was the one that was close to doctor. That's number 4 on the list here today. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. We've got police officer, teacher, customer service, nurse, and waitress. One answer left to go at number 5. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. One answer and 5 minutes left to go. Who's going to come in and get this final answer? 740-751-4038. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Go ahead, caller.
Construction.
Not construction. Good guess. Not construction, but not a bad guess at all. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Police officer, teacher, customer service, nurse, waitress. One answer left to go in about 4 minutes. It's number 5 on the list, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Santa Claus?
Not Santa Claus. And I forgot to mention Bob, our friend in Columbus. Thank you for listening every day.
I try.
Thanks, Bob. Not Santa Claus. Santa Claus did not make our list today. All right. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Go ahead, caller.
How about bus driver?
Not bus driver, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
Not bus driver, but certainly not a bad guess there at all. Sarah, out there burning up the roads every morning. All right, let's see if we can get 3 minutes we're down to here. Are we going to get it? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Something in politics.
No political thing. No politics on the list here today. How about that? We all know they can get a little hot under the collar. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Police officer, teacher, customer service, nurse, and waitress. One left to go. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
A cook?
Not a cook. Cook, not on the list today. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Go ahead, caller.
How about a lawyer?
Not a lawyer. No lawyer on the list here today. Name an occupation to stay away from if you have a short temper. Police officer, teacher, customer service, nurse, waitress. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be a uniform position?
This person does wear a uniform, but it's not like a police or firefighter.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. This person does wear a uniform, but it's not like a police or firefighter. Nothing like that. Not like a, I don't know what you would say. Go ahead, caller.
A cab driver?
Not a cab driver. Not a cab driver. Oh, no. We're down to the final minute here. Well, don't forget to tune in to election coverage. Write it down so you don't forget. We're going to have primary coverage here tonight. 7:15 p.m. live on the station. Sean Kraft and I will be in the studio, possibly joined by others. I know candidates are going to be calling in. The River Valley Renewal Levy, the mayoral primary, the third ward primary. You got to tune in at 7:15. Go ahead, caller.
Security guard?
Not a security guard, but a good guess. Not a security guard, but not a bad guess. About 20 seconds left here. Are we going to get another call before the end of the show? 7:15 tonight. Tune back in, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 8:15 to 10 in the morning. So always tune in. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that caller. That could have been our last caller. Well, we're done for the day. Talk to you tonight at 7:15. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it, and